This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. We are speaking today with Eric Carmez. He is the founder and chief executive officer of Sixwind. How are you doing today, Eric?
Fine, thank you. Hello, everybody.
Eric, we're at the Carrier Network Virtualization Conference in Palo Alto at the Crown Plaza. Before we get into talking about your products that you're showing here today, can you give our listeners a little background about Sixwind?
Okay, so Sixwind is a French company specialized in high-performance software for networking infrastructure. So we have been selling our product for both OEMs and network builders. So the company's packet processing software is optimized for commercial off-the-shelf servers to provide a wide range of protocols and security, networking protocols and security features. So our software has been optimized for multi-core architecture to provide a cost-effective solution to replace hardware equipment by networking software on servers, so enabling the transition for the future through NFV and SDN, which are obviously the two of the main topics of the conference where we are today.
Based on where the technology is at with virtualization and the movement going to 5G, your product seems to have a much more important part in what could potentially be something that would make the actual network a little denser. So maybe you could explain your product in a little bit more detail.
Yeah. So for Sixwind, the most important thing is that we think that the future in networking is software. So by solving critical performance challenges on the commercial of the servers, we really enable the replacement of hardware equipment by software on servers. And so these are the interesting benefits. So in terms of costs, adding software on standard server, it's much more compelling solution compared to dedicated hardware equipment. Software, you know, can really scale with the performance of the server. So our software scales very well on the multi-core architecture. So if you add cores, you add performance. If you need more performance, you can eat processor. So it's very very scalable solution. And also our software runs on both bare metal and virtualized environments. So it means that our customer can really implement the path they want according to the requirements of the system. They can start with software on bare metal, and then with exactly the same software, the same similar software, they can move to virtualization by instantiating this software that was in bare metal in a virtual machine. So I think the interest of software and networking now is the combination of cost, scalability and flexibility. And to answer directly to your question, yes, so it's very important, in fact, when with the new application to be able with the same server to manage more more subscribers, to manage more networks, to manage more IPsec tunnels and this kind of thing. So it's very important to in terms of density and performance.
You mentioned security. How does security come into play within your product?
So until now, so if we consider different use cases, so we can talk about securing a mobile infrastructure, about interconnecting data center, aggregating connection from remote users. So security has always been very expensive topic. So and sometimes organization had to make trade-off between security and cost, and unfortunately the trade-off was sometimes more on the cost side. So if we come back to the benefits and the value proposition of our product by doing networking with software on server, so now security can really be managed and by software, because processors, so like Intel processors, they do have some crypto libraries that make it very that makes the server very efficient. So for instance, our software, IPsec software, with a single core of an Intel processor, we are able to manage 12 gig of encrypted traffic. So you imagine that if you have a 10-core processor, you can manage more than 100 gig of encrypted traffic, which is tremendous. And this performance was before only achievable with very complex, large, and expensive equipment. So thanks to our solution, we can propose a different trade-off regarding security and cost. And we so according to the use case, we think that we can save between 50 and 80% of the cost of security equipment on the market.
So we have a number of carriers, actually a large number of carriers that listen and read the Channel Daily News. What's the one thing that you'd want to tell them about your company and product that they should really know about?
Yeah, so in fact, in SixWind, we have two business models. So the first one, which is more targeting on OEMs, is we sell source code to let our customer develop their own equipment. And based on this software, we call it SixWind Gate, we develop some specific product to address a specific need. So we have three products. We have the virtual accelerator, that is an hypervisor accelerator. We have a virtual router and the virtual IPsec gateway. So this last product, we call it SixWind Turbo IPsec, is can be really of great interest for carriers. And if I come back to the use case I gave previously, securing mobile infrastructure. So now we see a lot of mobile operators issuing RFP, RFQ to secure two areas, the backhaul between the eNode Bs and the packet core, and also the communication between eNode Bs. So here we aggregate in fact the traffic between eNode Bs and EPC, so we need to manage several tens of gigs of traffic, and so our Turbo IPsec on the server is very well adapted to this. First of all, again, for a really interesting value proposition in terms of cost, but not only, because now we have carriers, they want to have a much more flexible architecture, so they want to benefit from virtualization, and having our software Turbo IPsec running in VM makes it possible to really put the required resources where it's needed. And again, with software, so you can either have a smaller server to manage a certain amount of traffic, and if you want to increase this traffic, you can just have to add servers with the same software. And also what we can do is that our Turbo IPsec has been designed to be, because this kind of architecture is really critical. So having redundancy, full redundancy is very important. So the added value of our product in this particular use case is cost, is flexibility through virtualization, and at last the capability to have a complete solution fully redundant.
With the virtualization of the network, your technology seems like it would fit in quite well and enhance that process.
Yeah, because again, so our software can be instantiated in bare metal and in virtualization using the same software. Because it's not possible with, for instance, if you have developed some software on a specific equipment and you want to make it virtualized, if you take this software and put it in the virtual machine, knowing it has not been optimized for servers, so it will work, mm-hmm. but the performance will be very low. So in our case, we have designed our solution, and especially our Turbo IPsec, to make it work very efficiently on the server. And then what you have done on bare metal, you can really take the software, put in the virtual machine, and then you will get the same level of performance as soon as the foundation at the hypervisor level has also the right level of performance. So. And we have different customers may have different paths. Some of them may want to go directly to virtualization because they think they can do it. Some others may want to, first of all, reduce the capex and use bare metal, and then in a second step, using the same software. I think that's very important for in terms of management and so on, using the same software, move to virtualization. So our solution gives a solution, but also a path to the next step. Okay, so investing in six-win technology give you a competitive advantage right now, for instance on bare metal, but also give you the ability when you the customer will think it's the right time to do it, to move to virtualization.
That's impressive. For our listeners that would like to find out more, you can go to www.sixwind.com. Today we were speaking with Eric Carmez. He is the founder and chief executive officer of Sixwind. And Eric, I want to thank you very much.